This is Hot Tech with Jan Vermeulen.
How are you doing, Jan?
I'm well. How are you this evening?
I'm also well, most well. I've worked out. You've got to start the day with a run, crack at dawn, take advantage of those exercising hours, and then life is just a whole different thing. Those endorphins are real, Jan. They are real.
Yeah, absolutely. If you can do the exercise, it's just so good for you. Do it.
So there you go. We agree on that. Jan, you're going to tell me about a test that your organization or My Broadband has conducted on Vodacom's 5G. Tell us about that, because that is like a new exciting technology.
Yes. I do want to chat about that. I was wondering if we could spend a few minutes talking about what you just spoke about, which is dating in the time of lockdown, because that is also a technological problem. So there's different solutions depending on where the lockdowns are, right? So I've seen people overseas who are able to go out, but they can't touch because of social distancing, right? So, the descriptions of those dates are really interesting, because all of a sudden, like, the whole dating game changes, because now you have to be, you know, you have to try and maintain this 2 meter or 1.5 meter distance from this person that you're trying to get to know the whole time. Whereas in South Africa, it's all but impossible to meet someone. Well, it's impossible to meet someone in person unless you work with them and you happen to be essential service workers. And so a friend of mine, for example, who's in a brand new relationship, I help them. They happen to be gamers. They play video games together, and so they would hang out in a chat tool called Discord, and I help them set up like a private channel so that it's just the two of them. So they can have a date night, play a video game together, and just chat to one another on this voice over IP platform.
Isn't that amazing? And it's just interesting, because out there, there are all sorts of articles. I mean, whoever thought that I would see an article saying, going on a virtual date, ? Here's how to make it not suck. I mean, there's full-on instructions as to how to behave on a virtual date. Amazing. Amazing times we're living in.
Indeed. And with that, let's talk about like how you would actually connect these calls. So in South Africa, Vodacom has decided to launch a 5G network on the temporary spectrum that ICASA has given it. And just to clarify, it hasn't used up all of the temporary spectrum on a 5G network. That I think would be something to criticize. But certainly they've used some of that spectrum to kind of prove a point. And that they've now launched this, what they call an African first, that of Africa's first mobile 5G network. There are a handful of towers scattered around South Africa. We happen to work near one. And so, we've been able to test the service. And, the speed of the service, the speed that we're seeing on the service is changing every day. So we can see Vodacom working on 5G, sort of getting to know the technology better as they go. And so, you know, where speeds were relatively slow for a 5G network, like around 100 megabits per second, slightly higher, you know, touching 200 megabits per second, screaming over that, like I think it was over 270 megabits per second out in the Menland Main area. But we've seen those speeds tick up. And so now here close to where the My Broadband offices are, we're seeing speeds of 200, 250 megabits per second relatively consistently. This call right now over Skype is happening over the 5G network. How's the audio been? Relatively good?
It sounds pretty perfect to me.
Yeah,
but then again, I'm at home using sort of lousy technology. If I was in studio, I'd be able to know a little more. But tell me something, Jan. Is this going to come as a cost to us? Is this going to be way more expensive for us as consumers?
So it's not the actual network itself is priced the same as 4G, or you buy normal data bundles, or they've got these special 5G bundles that come with a router and some data, so you can get like 100 gigs for just under 900 rand a month. But that, now you're signing yourself into a contract. So that is something, the cost of a contract is something that's never factored into the price. So you get a free router, but it's not free. You have to sign in for 24 months. So, you know, those are the kinds of costs you have to work out in your head you know, that versus fiber. You know, fiber is kind of month to month, but if you cancel within 12 months, then you have to pay for the router and the installation. And, you know, there's all these little niggles and caveats that, that you don't really think of when you necessarily buy a service, but you need to kind of try and think 2 years ahead. If you are signing up for a cellular contract, you know, in 2 years, are you still going to be using this or are you going to want to move to fiber? So that said, the only cost difference is you have to buy a brand new device. You can't take your existing 4G router or phone and connect that to the 5G network. You need a brand new, you need a brand new router or a brand new phone to make that work.
Yeah, and tell me something, because you're the techie, so you understand this stuff. We, the rest of us, are Peruvians and we just don't get it. Is it a different experience? I mean, if I go out and I buy that phone, is surfing the web or doing whatever I want to do, watching movies, streaming, is it going to be a much more pleasurable, quicker experience? Is it noticeably different?
This feels noticeably different to me. That said, I mean, we've had Skype calls over 4G while I was driving in the mountains in the middle of nowhere, right? I've had calls to the Chai FM studio in conditions like that, and things were also pretty good. And so whether noticeable is the key thing here. What are you going to be doing? So if you're an avid gamer, and so that's what I've been testing here, because
okay,
I would, like who gets to test games for a living? That's great, right? So I would launch games that are fairly sensitive to a thing called latency. Latency, you can think of, so imagine you're at Google and you type a search term into the Google machine. So you go to google.com and you type 5G coverage, but you haven't done anything. Now you press enter. That delay between you pressing enter and getting a response back from Google, you can think of that as the latency. It's a little bit more technical than that, but it's good enough. And so very few things that people do in a normal day on the internet, you know, are that sensitive to latency. But 5G is supposed to give you much faster speeds, much lower latency. And so I think in the long term, yes, it will probably, you know, be much better, but it's much too early to call that right now. Vodacom literally has a handful of sites up, in South Africa. So there's no way to test, you know, moving from one cell to another cell, how, you know, like you're not permanently connected to the 5G network. You're always going to fall off. The second thing that we've noticed is that for now, the experience is when you're on a phone, you are connected to the LTE network or the 4G network, so yes, that you can make and receive calls. If you're connected to the 5G network, you're not able to receive calls at the moment. And so only when you try to make do something data related does it sort of connect to the 5G network and do something, because for as long as you're connected to the 5G network, you're not able to receive a normal.
Okay, well, that's quite a problem, Jan. I mean, ideal.
Yeah, so these are the kinds of things, like in the early days of technology like this, that they're going to be ironing out. 4G, people don't even remember this, but LTE went through exactly the same kind of teething problems, because with the move from 3G to LTE and LTE Advanced, 4G, there was a fundamental shift in the way voice calls work. And so, but the way they would handle it then is they'd connect you to the 4G network, and when a phone call or something comes in, they boot you back onto the 3G network. And so they had to build all these little loopholes and tricks into the network to kind of make it work until they could roll out, and until the phones supported, you know, these LTE calling, you know, it's like a completely data call. It's not like a normal 3G call. And so these are the kind of pitfalls that you can expect to see in an early days network like this. But I mean, it's something that they're definitely going to solve. They solved it for 4G. They'll solve it for 5G. I wouldn't rush out and buy a 15.
I'm going to say, you're not going to find me being an early adopter. That's for sure. Jan van Meulen, we're going to leave it there because we ran out of time. We're going to carry those two stories that look so interesting over to next week about Parliament being bombarded with offensive images because they held Zoom meetings, and a man who connected to IP address heist running for a position at European IP address organization. The mind boggles. Anyway, let's carry those over. Jan, as always, thank you so much.
It's a pleasure, and have a great evening further.